Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What causes a person to want to change their biological sex? This is an issue not only affecting people in our communities, but certainly our policies. And the policies are requiring people to assume that, in fact, it's normal for someone to want to change their biological sex. We're going to be talking to someone who's an expert in this area, someone who frankly has gone through and experienced both sides of the spectrum. Walt Heyer is our special guest. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. For those that are just tuning in to Faith and Freedom, Walt Heyer is someone who was born male, who ultimately began to be cross-dressed by his grandmother and affirmed in that cross-dressing, who then was sexually molested by his uncle. And then ultimately, after having these feelings of dysphoria, this confusion, then entered into a marriage for a number of years, but divorced in order to go through this sex change surgery. And I put that in quotes. And then ultimately met Jesus Christ, had the freedom and liberty that only Jesus Christ can give, and regretted that sex change surgery and went the other way back to his biological development, his creation as a male. Walt, thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's interesting to note that it is one thing you learn when you go through the process is your sex cannot change. Mm. You're born male. That's categorically impossible to change. And sadly, people believe that it's being changed. And even worse is that the doctors who perform the surgery will change your sex on your birth record, which in my opinion is the greatest medical fraud in history because it doesn't change.
And, you know, amazingly, more than half of the states right now allow you to change your birth sex on your birth certificate by getting a doctor or two certificate or note saying that it's changed. You know, there's a couple of levels of problem here. Number one, you're having to take on the physical side of things, large dosages of the opposite hormone from your birth sex, and you're actually going through significantly invasive plastic surgery to remove parts or maybe to try to reconstruct parts. So that's on the physical side. And on the psychological side, you're having this internal struggle, not being content with who you are at your birth and thinking that this kind of physical intervention will ultimately solve the psychological conflict that you have.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not going to get solved, as I can see from all the letters I get, the regretters over the years. One of them wrote me, who is fairly old at this point, who knew Christine Jorgensen and Virginia Prince, some of the pioneers of this, and wrote me, I got last night, and said, thank you for your work. You're absolutely right. I regretted it years later. It took many years, some people even 30 years, before they can actually admit that they regret it. They regretted it almost, you know, their entire life changing genders. But it takes a long time to come to that point of realizing you really didn't change your sex at all, just your gender persona.
You know, Walt, how do you see that we're really harming these people that are dealing with sexual identity problems as we're enabling them instead of helping them and counsel and giving them right direction?
Well, you're telling them that there's something wrong with them. And I think if we were to look at it and begin to affirm them the way God made them, and even though they're struggling, then dig down like I do and drill down on what was it, what was the trigger that caused you to feel like something was wrong. In my case, it was my grandmother and being molested by an uncle. But for other people, it could be somebody witnessing, as I've talked to people, witnessed their mother being murdered by the father in the kitchen. There's a lot of traumatic events that happen to people in their life that causes them to not want to be who they are. And that's where the dissociation comes in. And so they spend the rest of their life trying to become someone who they can never be. And so this is where we end up with dissociative disorders, separation anxiety, bipolar disorders, depression, anxiety, and even schizophrenia has been reported as part of the transgender population struggle. But they prevent, don't they, people from seeking therapy, or certainly discourage people from seeking psychotherapy that would actually be the real resolving issue for their problems. Hormones and surgery are never going to cure it.
There are no other areas of psychology in which you have this mental stress, dissociative disorder, whatever label you put on it, that people are using surgery to solve what otherwise is a psychological problem. If you have anorexia, bulimia, you don't have liposuction. If you have apotemnophilia, you don't amputate a limb. That's someone who, it also has a sexual component to it, but it also includes someone who believes that they are a disabled person inhabiting an abled body. Wrap your mind around that.
Wow,
and what do they want? They want to be able to remove that limb because they do not think that they should have that limb. And in fact, there's research out there. You don't do surgery on someone who has apotemnophilia. Here, there is a study that came out that was published in the New Atlantis by two Johns Hopkins scientists, Dr. Lawrence Mayer and Paul McHugh. They evaluated over 200 peer-reviewed studies regarding sexual orientation and gender identity. Regarding the health issue, they said that the research reveals that non-heterosexuals experience 1.5 times more anxiety and depression, 1.5 times more substance abuse, and 2.5 times the risk of suicide than heterosexuals. Suicide attempts by transgender individuals, the study says, are estimated at 41%. Compared to less than 5% of the overall population.
See, and that should tell us that what we're doing is wrong. If there is any other red light flashing that the treatment is incorrect for helping people, I mean, I don't know of any other medical thing where you go through it and end up with a population of people who are attempting suicide at a rate of 40%.
And in fact, Johns Hopkins University was the first institution in the country to do what's called SRS, or sex reassignment surgery, which is the plastic surgery we're talking about in the hormone treatments. But they ended up abandoning that after they were the pioneers in America. And they did it because they found that there was no overall benefit, that people still had stress. And even more so, some people went through the surgery and the hormone treatments and then regretted it like you did. And by that time, sometimes you can't reconstruct some of the things that you've just deconstructed. So there was a continued elevation of suicide, even in the people who had gone through these surgeries.
Walt, did you personally deal with those feelings when you were struggling after surgery with suicide feelings?
Yes, I tried to overdose on cocaine with that was a horrible night.
You know, Walt, when someone says, well, I wouldn't do it, but I know people who are same-sex attracted or who want to so-called, quote-unquote, change their gender, and they're nice people. So who am I to say, why don't we just live and let live? What do you say to somebody that has that attitude or idea?
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to just be complacent and let other people suffer. Wouldn't it be more compassionate to say, I wonder how I can actually help that person, and instead of just letting them carve out a life that they're going to regret and or want to end by suicide. You know, I don't know anybody who's happy with their life. I have yet to find one person who is thoroughly happy with their life that's doing something to try to end it. So if we can just grapple with these attempted suicide rates and these people who think it's okay for other people to go through these procedures, please look at the attempted suicide rates and change your mind about affirming or suggesting that it's okay just because it's not going to affect you.
It's not compassionate to allow someone to go down a path that you know is destructive. Walt Heyer is someone who went down that path, thought that it would ultimately be the right path, was counseled by so-called experts that this would solve the mental stress. And in fact, it didn't. It complicated it. He ultimately gave his life to Jesus Christ and felt the real freedom that only Jesus Christ can bring, and regretted it, went the other way, and now he is a spokesperson. It's not theoretical. He's actually walked through this path. His websites are sexchangeregret.com, sexchangeregret.com, and atransgendersfaith.com, atransgendersfaith.com. And on that website, you can also get the book by the same name, written by Walt Heyer at transgendersfaith.com. I encourage you to learn more about this issue, to make your voice known, because this is a critical issue. At the end of the day, it's an ultimate direct assault on God who created us, and it is very destructive to the individuals who participate in it. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage, and the family through litigation, education, and policy. Our website is lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.